It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Therefore, I challenge this idea with my story of viruses can't be treated. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Corinne Knopper. I awoke after midnight, one February 2016 night, an elephant jumping on my chest. The pain was so immense I could not breathe. The obligatory ambulance attendants with paramedics on board whisked me off to hospital where the blood test presented troponins, saying there was a heart attack. As the public system did not have angiogram instantly available, possibly waiting days of at least 10 days, another ride in a medical vehicle took me to a private hospital, where I watched the angiogram screen while the cardiologist stated the blood vessels were totally clear and I would never have had a heart attack. After the usual post-operative care time, home was my resting place. The pain and the inability to walk unaided continued with yet another cardiologist, a different doctor this time, where an ultrasound showed just a slightly enlarged ascending aorta, most likely from the vast amount of long-distance running and the sporting activities I'd done right through my earlier life up till about 45. The pain disappeared, and there was still no explanation from a cardiologist what was wrong. Nearly 6 weeks had gone by and the walls and the door edges were still needed for walking aid around the house. And my husband to hold my arm just to walk into the first seat that was found in the church. Our prayer time increased. And on a Thursday, 7 weeks after that attack, the prayer was, "What do you want, Lord? You gave me this orchestra to run. Do you still want me to do this job for you?" My local doctor, he did not give up and he rang me on this specific Thursday morning apologising for the fact he wanted one more blood test. Well, blood tests don't bother me. So it was done. 2 days later was Sabbath morning and I woke up and I walked without holding on to the walls and the door edges and I walked unaided into church. Monday morning, the doctor was surprised when I walked alone into his office for those blood test results, which showed smooth muscle virus. That had undoubtedly attacked the largest smooth muscle in the body. That's the heart. "What's the treatment, doctor?" "Viruses can't be treated," he said. Then he prayed with me, and my husband was there at that time. As we often did with his visits, he prayed for us and we prayed for him. This virus has not reared its ugly head to this day. Oh, and that orchestra music was written inside 1 week and emailed out. That's never happened before. Never ever happened again. So thank you, Lord. Yes, I still have work to do for you. Genesis 22, verse 8, Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together. I encourage you to keep watch for your miracles, whether they're small or large. If God could close the lion's mouth for Daniel, part the Red Sea for Moses, make the sun stand still for Joshua and open the prison for Peter, put a baby in the arms of Sarah and raise Lazarus from the dead, then he can certainly take care of you. Nothing you are facing today is too hard for him to handle. Shall we pray? Our dear Father, you are most gracious. You provided so many miracles in the Bible for us to know and understand. Please, Lord, may we keep our eyes open on you so that the miracles that you perform even these days will bring our hearts closer to you, and we will be ready for when Jesus comes to take us all home. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.